Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
From an extra stormy Keene, New Hampshire here tonight. Hopefully the power won't be going out here at some point. Luckily we do have
we have backup
battery backups and hopefully generators.
The structure doesn't get struck by lightning and the lightning snakes down the cords and shoots right down our throats.
Yeah, that could be bad.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
It would be interesting to listen to that happen, though.
We go down in radio
that
history.
That one would go viral, Mark.
Yeah, I suspect.
So,
a bunch of sickos listening to it.
So you can join us here on the radio waves. Also, we've got Skype. We'll give you the call-in numbers here in a moment. I want to tell you about what's happening with Cuba, because we actually haven't discussed this yet. Since the flag, the U.S. flag, which I'm not necessarily a fan of flags and nations and all of that, has risen in Havana.
Over the embassy.
Over an embassy that has been reopened. More than 54 years after it was closed. This according
so they just left it there?
Apparently.
Yeah, blew the dust off and opened it up. Okay.
The story from the BBC, where it's a symbolic step signaling the warming of ties between both countries. John Kerry, who is the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Cuba in 70 years, presided over the ceremony in Havana. The U.S. flag was presented by the same U.S. Marines who brought it down in 1961.
Interesting.
Mr. Kerry said the U.S. administration wanted to lift the trade embargo on the island, something the Republican-controlled U.S. Congress has blocked. So the embargo is still there. In an open letter on Thursday, former Cuban leader Fidel Castro said the U.S. owed Cuba millions of dollars because of its 53-year-long embargo. I guess he's not willing to just let it go and let bygones be bygones on either side.
Hold on. He claims the U.S. owes. I'm not sure that's the case. So the United States is not preventing Cuba from trading with people in the U.S.
It's preventing
people from the U.S. from trading in Cuba.
Same difference.
Not exactly.
How is that any different?
Okay, there's two kids that live across the street. The parent of one child says to that child, you may not play with the other child. So Johnny and Billy. Billy may not play with Johnny. Johnny can play with anybody he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But Billy cannot. Billy cannot play with Johnny. So that isn't the same thing. Billy has lost nothing. Johnny has been grounded.
Well, the Cuban people. So what you're saying is the restriction is on the American people from trading with Cubans.
Right. So therefore, Castro is wrong.
Whether Castro is wrong or not is another question. But
that's the question I'm addressing.
Therefore, the Cubans, you know, are still restricted from doing business with people in the United States because by virtue of the fact that U.S. people cannot do business with them, and that's a detriment to their economy. That's a detriment to their freedom. That's a detriment to their ability to do business and, you know, connect with people.
That's the result, but that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was Johnny was told he couldn't play with Billy. Billy, however, was not told anything.
Johnny being the American people.
Right.
Right. I mean, I see what you're coming, where you're coming from, but it seems like you are splitting hairs.
So the parents of Johnny owes Billy crapola. Billy can cry his little eyes out, and it doesn't matter. Billy needs to go and figure out how to grow an economy, or Billy just needs to sit there and bawl that communism doesn't work.
Look, I'm not in agreement with Fidel Castro here, okay?
I'm just pointing out.
I don't think that anybody owes anybody anything at this point. Let's just let bygones be bygones and move ahead into a relationship between human beings that can benefit mutually both sides. I would say we're a step closer now to actually having something like that happen between these two countries.
I think that's that's pretty much what has to happen. There are people alive today that had their property taken from them in the communist overthrow of the island of Cuba. Not to say that Batista was a particularly good leader generally, but there are people who had their property taken from them who would probably like to get that property back.
I bet everybody who
are never ever going to,
yeah,
right?
That's true. And we can talk about the property aspect of this, too, because I imagine everybody who's ever had property taken from them by eminent domain in the United States would also like to have their property back, or at the very least have gotten more money for it than they were offered. Because the same thing happens here in the U.S. when, you know, local government wants to use your land. Guess what? You find out it's really not your land at all, because they can just come right on in there, use their eminent domain powers, and make some arbitrary offer to you about what they think the property is worth, and then you either take the offer or you'll be forced off your land eventually.
I think that it seems worse to people because more,
which one seems worse?
War, for instance, in
Cuba
the case,
seems
yeah,
worse.
In Cuba it seems worse because a bunch of people who sort of politically disagreed with Castro were, you know, all their property was taken from them, they fled the country. So it happened to a lot of people, whereas when you're putting in a, you know, a new road or something like that and the eminent domain goes through and people get, you know, 75% of the price they were looking for, it doesn't seem the same as somebody who, you know, is fleeting in the middle of the night with the hopes of getting out alive.
I'm not saying it's an equivalent, but, you know, the difference between states is only in degrees. The difference in the, you know, between Cuba and North Korea is only in degrees, and the same between the U.S. and North Korea. And some degrees are better and worse, right? So, like, the U.S. government has, there's more freedom in the United States generally compared to a lot of the rest of the world. But at the same time, they're also the most hegemonic country out there. They're the ones that are dominating the world political sphere with their troops in over 1,000 military bases around the world. And, you know, Kim Jong-un doesn't have that. He might like it, but he certainly doesn't have that, and neither do the Castros.
Yeah, the state, you know, as we understand the nation state today, is an organization of violence, right? Like, it is...
it's a monopoly on violence.
Yeah.
Initiatory violence.
They claim a monopoly. And the problem is they don't get the feedback mechanisms that give them, you know, sort of understanding of where their boundaries are. The United States State Department's constantly threatening people with, you know, embargoes or trade restrictions or a variety of things, including force of arms if it comes down to it, in order to get what they want in sort of treaties and agreements and these kind of things. It happens all the time. It happens so often in behind closed doors that we don't even hear about these things. Central America, many of the countries there, their policies are half dictated to them by the United States government. That means the U.S. government is essentially using its power. It no longer understands to keep its power within its own borders. It must project that power beyond.
Everywhere. Otherwise they'll look weak, right?
I don't think it's that they'll look weak. It's that they don't know how to stop.
Yeah.
They are an organization that claims a monopoly on violence, and they don't know how to stop. And
well, economics will stop them eventually.
Finland would do the same thing were it to have that power. There's not
You're
many
right.
governments out there that wouldn't. I kind of wonder about places like Switzerland, which seems to keep its, you know, state in check. But, you know, maybe Liechtenstein wouldn't. I don't know. But it seems like 100% of them would.
So this, I think, is good news. And if you've listened to Free Talk Live in the past, you know that we're critical of pretty much all the politicians on this program. It's not necessarily a righty or lefty program. We're pro-liberty on the issues. And so
you pick the issue. We may be on the right or the left, depending on.
I think that, well, we're on the pro-liberty side. The right or the left may be on the pro-liberty side on certain issues, but. In this case, I think that Barack Obama, the Obama administration, this is probably the best thing they've ever done. I think that, at least in recent memory, obviously he's been in office for a long time at this point, but I think that this is a big one, like opening up the communications barriers between the United States and Cuba, moving in the direction of eliminating this embargo that is only hurting people around the world. Yes, the Castro guys, not great guys. No doubt about that. Although there's an argument that...
Well, what else would we do? This is the question I want people to answer. What else would the United States government do? The same thing that they've been doing for 40-something years?
Which is nothing, right? Just blocking people from... interact.
Ultimately, nothing. You know, what's the point in that? You know, it doesn't help the innocent people in Cuba. And there's lots of them.
Right. These people are – I mean, we've read stories about Cuba. I've never been there personally, And I don't think you have either, Mark.
It's pretty difficult for an American to get to Cuba.
You can do it, though, right? Fly to Canada or something like that.
If you desperately want to go to Cuba for whatever reason, you could claim that you're going to see a church.
They're real behind the times there. It's not a place where it's, for a lot of people, comfortable to live. They don't make a whole lot of money. And opening up the marketplace to where they could actually do business with people in the United States could only be a good thing. But you want to share how you feel? Dial on us, dial into us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll give you some reactions coming up here from some folks down in Florida, for instance. 855-450-FREE. But I want to hear from you about opening up and reducing barriers between the U.S. and Cuba. It's happening. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Cuba, things are changing between the United States and Cuba, and I think for the better. But you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Now, I don't know if you can access Amazon in Cuba, but in a lot of the world, you can.
And soon.
Yeah, maybe so. Like I said, I don't know which country's Amazon services, but as long as you can get an Amazon delivery where you live, you can use Purse, and you can save 20% on average in the United States on pretty much anything you need to buy on Amazon. Now, you can also save more than 20%. So recently I got a pair of headphones. I'm wearing them right now. 29% off.
Nice.
Daryl W. Perry, our Friday night co-host, he recently got something at 30% off. I think it was some turkey jerky, actually, like a big box of turkey jerky. So you can go and get whatever you're looking to buy. Just go to purse.freetalklive.com. Get started there. Sign up through our link. We'll get a very small portion of your purchases, and you'll save big time. Purse.freetalklive.com. Oh, the catch? You've got to pay with Bitcoin. So if you want to save big at Amazon, you've got to have Bitcoin, which, of course, gives you a tremendous reason to actually go and get some Bitcoin, because saving 20% is nothing to scoff at when it comes to Amazon, because the prices are already great, and this makes it even better. Purse.freetalklive.com. The story coming here from the BBC about the American flag being raised at the very same embassy that it was brought down in 1961. In fact, it was raised again by the same U.S. Marines who brought it down so many decades ago. Now, the embargo is still in place between the United States and Cuba, but this is definitely a historic moment, as it has been described. John Kerry was speaking there, and again, I'm no fan of Barack Obama or John Kerry or George Bush or any of these federal cats, but when they do something right, I think it's worth pointing out that they've done something right. And in this case, lowering the barriers between the U.S. and Cuba, I think, is a step in the right direction. He went on, of course, to spout off and say the people of Cuba would be best served by a genuine democracy where people are free to choose their leaders, he told a crowd of hundreds gathered outside of the embassy building. What do you think about that, Mark? Democracy for Cuba?
Well, I think it's probably better than what they've got. This is one of the difficulties, is I don't really the terminology democracy kind of bugs me. Why wouldn't he use the term republic, since that's what the United States is? But
he supports the idea of democracy, which is majority rule.
That's how they elect the representatives in this republic, is through a democratic.
Just because he was elected in a republic doesn't mean he's going to go to bat for the idea of a republic, right? I mean, this is language that the left likes to use, the pro democracy language. Of course, the right likes it too.
As though 51% of the people are going to make the best decisions for the other 49%.
No, it generally doesn't work out very well. But I think you're right, Mark, that it is a slightly better situation than having basically a dictatorship.
You know, I wonder to myself, though, if you're talking about sort of kings, some of the worst, when you look at monarchies in the past, some of the worst things about those monarchies is when kings went mad.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have, maybe they're using mercury to treat an illness, or perhaps the leeches have finally gotten to them, right? So these are the worst things as far as monarchies, but, you know, when they kept it a family business, things went reasonably well. When you see monarchies throughout the Western world, it's not so bad. They've evolved in many cases to beyond that. But anyway, there's an argument to be had for sort of a long-standing monarchy. A dictatorship that has been recently won isn't going to be so pretty, and that's really what's going on here. I think what's best for the people of Cuba is individually, if they're able to choose more things in their lives that they might want.
Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave in California, listening to KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Dave.
It's KGOE. There is a KGO. But I believe that we here in the United States are and have been for an awful long time deceived. We are misinformed. We are, for one big lie, made to believe that the same system that benefits much, the Koch brothers and the Waltons, the Boeings and whatnot, that is the same system which benefits most the struggling and working poor, and it isn't. And we have right next to us a little neighbor that is proof of that lie, that if we are freely able to go visit Cuba, we see that everybody there has a good place to live.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that so?
No, it's absolutely not so. What are you talking about? Have you visited Cuba?
No, I'm not myself personally.
Well, then where are you getting your information from? Because everything we've seen is, you know, there's a few people like in the political party of Castro who are taken care of. But beyond that, it's a rampant poverty.
Yeah, I remember seeing the news in the mid-90s where the Cuban government told its citizens to eat eggshells to get more calcium. You're not doing great if you're doing that.
It may be better than that now, because when Raul Castro took over, they did start to allow farmers to decide some of their own crops. So there's a little bit more of an open marketplace than before in Cuba. So I imagine it's better than eggshells today, but it's still, you know, as of the last time I've looked into it, Dave, it was pretty bad. I mean, people, you know, that could drive are driving beat up old junkers from the 50s and the 60s, and people
cars from the U.S.
and people don't get any kind of decent pay unless they work for the government, and even then, it's still not very good.
Well, I'm not saying that they're living a rich lifestyle. I think that Cuba has been a struggling country for an awful long time. Their only crops and products, they're largely prevented from exporting. And America has not wanted to see Cuba succeed. I think you'll agree with that.
Oh, I would agree with that.
No doubt. I mean, well, when you say America, you mean the U.S. government. I mean, you're talking about the people in charge of the government over the last several decades. Obviously, Americans feel differently. Each individual has different opinions about Cuba. But, yeah, there are...
Most of them probably can't put Cuba on the map.
Well, that would be a shock.
We look at these TV, radio shows that are trying to demonstrate to us that this free capitalist system that so benefits the extremely wealthy is also benefiting the struggling poor. And that, you have to say, doesn't always work that way.
Well, Dave, this isn't a free system.
Generally so. This system here is not free by any stretch of the imagination. It has been created under the cover of, you know, free market capitalism, but it isn't that.
It's crony capitalism.
What they've done is they've knocked the rungs out of the bottom rungs out of the ladder of success, and then said, hey, go ahead and try to make a better life for yourself, and you can't.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Democracy certainly wouldn't be a panacea for Cuba, but at least having the semblance of an election is probably better than the dictatorship situation, but not necessarily. I mean, like you said, Mark, you know, if it's a benevolent dictator, then that could be better than a really poor situation with elections.
The problem is when you keep trying to hang on to the ideology of a failed ideology like socialism, you're going to continue, you know, it's just not going to get any better.
Yeah, just trying to recreate
socialism
again and again. 855-450-FREE. We got more, and you can share with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We continue the live Saturday edition here. You may join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. Cuba is on the table for a discussion, but of course you can bring up anything. We also have Skype. You can Skype in here at username LRN.FM.
So I want to tell you about a program that my wife and I are getting involved in. For us, it's the solution to Obamacare. Really, it seems like insurance prices have gone up, at least for us, in, you know, this world where you have to get insurance. And what we've decided to take a look at is a health share program. So we've gotten involved in Liberty Health Share. And what it is it's, you know, health share is like and unlike health insurance. It allows you to share the costs, which is what insurance does. Insurance allows you to share the costs of medical care. However, they've got to keep, shareholders and employees and all these sort of big buildings. Liberty Health Share is really a program where people pay for other people's medical and it offsets the costs. And you get to choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital. You can live out your values in healthcare. Please take a look. For our family, it was about half as much. Liberty Health Share. It's libertyhealthshare.org and the number is 855-58-LIBERTY. LibertyHealthShare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY.
All right, so want to share with us your thoughts on Cuba? Feel free, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's go first to Bill in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Great. Hey, I just want to let you know that I spent, a contractor for the government, and, I've been to Cuba four times in the past year. And, there's a lot of people that, live on Guantanamo at the base. They were Cuban citizens, and they've been there since they closed the gate in 62. They have families there. They actually have a business there. They run one of the restaurants on the base. So I've talked to them a lot, and majority of the questions that they get are, do you want to see the front gate open back up? And they say, of course, because they want to go see their relatives and their families. But when you ask them if you want to see the Castro still in power and stuff, and they say, absolutely not, because the secret police aren't going to go anywhere. And if you say anything wrong, especially with them opening up relations with the United States now, their biggest fear is, if you do anything wrong, you'd be dead by Monday morning. And that's just a fact.
Well, I mean, that's how would opening up the relations with the United States make it more likely that the secret police are going to target people? I'm confused about that.
Because, and I've been in this business for a long time. When they brought the wall down in Germany, I had a friend of mine. One night we were watching the Super Bowl. 3 days later, he was dead in Frankfurt with a needle stuck in his heart. So when the wall came down, the people flood through. Cuba will be a portal. I tell you this right now. Cuba will be a portal for the other places to bring the enemies of our country into the United States. ISIS.
This sounds super paranoid. What are you talking about, the enemies of our country? What does that even mean?
People, there's people out there that don't like us. You would agree to that, right?
I don't know what that means exactly. They don't like us. There are some people who don't like me. I've got an ex-girlfriend who doesn't like me.
Stop it. There are people in other foreign countries that will kill you simply because you're an American.
Yes, they are. They will kill you simply because you're an American. I've worked 21 and a half years for the federal government. I've been 13 years now as a contractor. I've seen them chop the arms off the little kids in Rwanda just for reaching for an orange. Because they're the wrong religion.
So are you suggesting that Rwandan murderers are going to use Cuba?
That's not what I'm suggesting at all. I'm telling you that there's an opportunity here when you normalize relations with countries that don't necessarily like us or don't have the same system we do.
I think you're really getting bogged down in serious collectivism here, the idea that everybody doesn't like us or whatever. There are individuals. Hold on. There are individuals in Cuba, and they think differently about things, just like people in the United States don't all agree with everything. And are you really saying that it's somehow going to be a bad thing for people to be able, let's presume the embargo gets removed, for people in Cuba to be able to do business with people in the United States?
No, that's not the bad part. I'm just telling you. With all of that comes bad people. With all of that comes very bad individuals. And it makes it easier for them to get into the country through those holes.
Yeah, total paranoid fear-mongering. Thank you for the call tonight. Of course you work for the state. Of course you work for the state. You are promoting their interests, which is fear, uncertainty, and doubt about the idea of humans being able to interact with one another. Oh, my God, the people, the enemies of the country will come in through the Cuban gate now. I mean, come on.
Ian,
where are all these enemies? Huh? Why would Cuba all of a sudden make those enemies, so-called, more likely to come into the United States?
It's not that I disagree with you. I think you've done a very poor job of making your point. So let me go ahead and make the point, if I could. There are plenty of countries where you have direct flights from those countries don't like us, if you want to use collectivized terms, where there's direct flights into the United States, and things could happen. That is an issue of security on the part of the Border Patrol and Customs in the United States. It is not an issue of other countries. We can see there are plenty of countries from which that don't like us from which flights come. So to say that we should not normalize relations with Cuba because they're not going to do a good job of providing security for us just doesn't make that much sense. There are spies already in the United
States.
That's
what I'm saying. It's total fear-mongering what this guy was doing.
You're just calling it fear-mongering. You're not saying why it's fear-mongering. Like,
I'm pretty sure it was clear.
That's what regular talk show hosts do, Ian. You're falling into the trap that they fall into. It's like, I disagree with you. Goodbye.
Well, I did explain it, and you just explained it differently. And I'm sorry it didn't make sense to you, Mark, but it seemed pretty clear to me that this one country, people being able to fly here from there, which I don't even know if that has changed. I don't think it has. But people being able to fly here from that country would somehow drastically increase the so-called danger is absolutely ridiculous, because people can come here in a variety of different ways from all kinds of places. I mean, that just seems on its face obvious. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Bert. But, you know, people in the state want you to be afraid, so you'll keep the status quo. Go ahead, Bert. You're on Free Talk Live listening in Madison.
Madison. Good evening, gentlemen. Boy, I got diverted now by that CIA guy that you just had on. You don't have to go to Cuba to find people that don't like Americans. Try Canada. A guy told me, you know why my wife divorced me? She couldn't stand Americans. Okay. Now I'll go back to my point about Cuba. Don't get your hopes up about this political stunt. I voted for the Negro man twice with the oversized ears and that little flag in his lapel. I voted for him twice.
I'm done.
Probably not much more than a political stunt. And the first thing they're going to try to do with Cuba is turn it into another Puerto Rico. And
that's an interesting theory. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the the Negro. That seems unnecessary to mention that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A political stunt. I mean, that's an awful lot of trouble to go through for a political stunt to actually, you know, reopen an entire embassy and bring down, you know, the original.
Well, I may or may not
guys who pulled down the flag.
So if it is a political stunt.
It's a good stunt, if so.
Yeah. If it's a political stunt, I'm fine with that. Like, you know, politicians do things for a variety of reasons. I am not of the opinion that politicians generally give a flip and a flop about you, me, and, the average person anywhere. So if it's a political stunt, okay, it's a political stunt. If it has good results, then I'm for it. But so far I haven't heard anybody make sort of a cogent argument as to, and I've listened to people make arguments on, you know, the radio and television, and I still haven't heard a good argument. Mainly it's a bunch of people who are complaining that their property's been stolen from them, and I understand, that's got to be terrible. But you're not going to get your property back by not normalizing relations with Cuba.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80, guns80.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You're listening to Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Our toll free numbers, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. What's that? You missed a few shows this week? Maybe you only get the show live on Saturday nights on your radio station locally? Well, we do the show 7 nights a week live, so you can always download archives and subscribe to the podcast, listen to the live streams, and get our list of great radio stations that air the show, and so much more over at freetalklive.com. So please go and enjoy the site. Unlike a lot of those talk show websites, ours is free. So you just go and get what you need at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get interactive right there with the front page and put show prep items right there on the front page of our website. Vote them up, vote them down. You can submit them too. Very cool stuff, all free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about Cuba and the flag being raised, the U.S. flag being raised over the embassy that was shut down decades ago in what is now a 53-year-long embargo. Has yet to be lifted, said embargo. So people in the United States are still restricted, I believe, for the most part, from traveling to and doing business with Cubans, but this is a step in the right direction.
There's a plan for, you know,
we haven't gotten to more in the story here, but the BBC's got the story on it. Let's go to your calls, though, because that's what's most important. Bill is listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Bill.
Good evening. How y'all doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
So I've been thinking about what you're doing, and there's definitely pros and cons to normalizing our relations with Cuba. The concern I have from an economic perspective is if we put those embargoes in place to put the crunch on the communist leadership and not allow them to have the money they would normally have. Well, if we normalize relationships, that money is not going to go into the pockets of the everyday man there. It's going to go in the pockets of those leaders and the ones who are at the capitalist elite. I'm sorry, the communist elite. So we have a scenario here where I don't think that we've gotten the effects of the embargo we wanted, and we're kind of just giving in to them. And the people,
do you think that continuing the embargo that has been around for longer than my lifetime, I'm 44, it's finally going to kick in gear in the 60th year?
Well, that's the issue. Is we're we're now just giving up on it and saying, oh, well, just you know, lift the embargo and we'll be done with it. When in reality,
isn't it possible it's different from you saying you're giving up on it? Maybe you could admit that it was the wrong idea. Like, oh, well, you know.
Well, I don't know if it was the wrong idea at this point. That
it's the wrong idea.
You got to figure out when you lost the war, right? Like, let's either go in and invade Cuba, shoot every one of the communists in the head, and then see how that goes. It's, well, it's gone poorly, right? Like, if so far, the United States has invaded a bunch of countries, shot a bunch of leaders.
There's a middle ground you can hit there. There isn't.
They tried it for 40 years.
We haven't had any good efforts there of diplomatic relations there in 40 years. So how can you say we've done anything?
An embargo isn't a diplomatic relation. An embargo is the lack of one.
The embargo is a portion of the diplomatic ties we have with them. Regardless of the lack thereof, there were still existing relationships between the U.S. and the Cuban government. Now we're in a situation where the embargo has not had the effect we wanted, but to just say, oh, we're just going to let it go is like saying that we're just going to let them do whatever they want. We need to say, hey, if you want the embargo lifted, do this for us. Give some rights.
Well, I'm sure there are going to be some terms on this, right? Like, they haven't finished up the details on how all that's going to work. But on the other hand, look, if you want people to change their mind about communism, you don't stop doing business with them, okay? If you want people to change their mind about communism, you keep the trade lanes open so people can connect with one another and they can do business, because that's one of the things that's going to end communism quickest, is people doing market business with people all around the world. Look at China, for instance. I mean, this is one of the places in the world that has, over the last few decades, really shot up in their standard of living and their ability to manufacture, and it's still a communist government, but yet there sure is a lot of so-called capitalism going on within that structure.
If Nixon would have gone there with a whole list of things they got to do before we're going to open up relations with them, it might not have gone as well.
Bill, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You don't solve communism with bullets. That's not going to do it. Okay, you have to outcompete it, and you have to show what's better. You have to be that example.
The only thing you show by using military force is that the United States has a superior military, and I think everybody's aware of that. The whole planet's clear. I do think that with his claim that removing economic sanctions wasn't going to do anything for the average person, and I think it's really specious. When I get to do business with people, it benefits me. Yes, the government takes taxes, and perhaps the government will take more in Cuba, but that's just an opportunity for the Cubans to learn that, hey, look, having taxes taken from you stinks.
Yeah, you let the Cubans deal with that. Okay, and if I want to do business with somebody in Cuba, I should be free to do that. Isn't that one of the freedoms?
That's really the important point here is, who the hell do you think you are as an American citizen advocating the fact that I can't do business with somebody in Cuba? You stinking fascist.
Mm.
You disgusting, un-American, banana republic little dictator. Who the hell do you think you are telling me I can't do business with whomever I want? That's what it comes down to.
Does.
These stinking little fascists say, oh, you can't do that. The Democrats want to do business with the I'm a god. You're not a Republican. Well, yes, I am. I'm an elected Republican, and your attitude stinks. It's anti-capitalist. Mm. It's anti-freedom. It's anti-American.
Right.
And it's inhumane.
Our toll-free number, if you want to share your thoughts, respond to that, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also bring up anything. Pete is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete, be a Skype.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, just want to weigh in on this, on two topics. One, just on this Cuban thing real fast. Seems like you guys got an opportunity maybe to provide some libertarian education to Cuba. On what their options could be. It doesn't have to be full communist. Doesn't have to be crony capitalist. I don't know, maybe as relations are normalized and travels opened up, maybe you guys can make a little trip down and talk about libertarianism.
I'm sure that they'd love to hear from us.
Yes, they would.
Well, we actually are broadcasting on a satellite through all of North and Central America, so anybody in Cuba with an illegal satellite systems are illegal in Cuba. So if you have an illegal, and there are quite a few underground satellite users there, you could actually be listening to Free Talk Live and LRN.FM for free via satellite if you're in Cuba. Of course, you also have to speak English, which is a bit of a barrier. So,
didn't know that.
Good idea. Go ahead, Pete. What was the other point?
So the other point was I wanted to talk about urban secession. And Mark brought
urban
up a point a couple
secession.
Urban secession. So Mark brought up a point a few weeks ago where he mentioned that we have red states where, that people complain that they consume too many federal resources. And people complain that the red states are always arguing that they want to secede from the union. And Mark had said that, well, why don't we just let them? If it's going to be such, you know, so bad for them, why don't we just let them go?
Hell yeah.
Why don't the blue states let them just take off? And it occurred to me that instead of maybe arguing that the red states need to secede or New Hampshire needs to secede or you guys are your peaceful secessionists, mm-hmm. why don't you guys try to, if you fomented secession in a city where you already have a high concentration of people that want their own laws, for example, if you got New York City to secede, they could have all the laws they wanted and they wouldn't have any of the red counties or red states stopping them.
That's a great idea. You could do that, I guess, because you're closer to New York City than I am.
But what I'm getting at is, secession works two ways. You can either take your ball and go home, or you can incite the other person to take his ball.
I don't see any reason to stay in the United States. I mean, I am very interested in taking the ball and going home here in New Hampshire. At least here in New Hampshire, I don't know about New York, but in New Hampshire, it's not a home rule state, as they call it. So just under the whole political jurisdiction of the state of New Hampshire, it really probably wouldn't fly to have a city secede. I mean, if you really truly had enough people who were in a city that wanted to do that, it would be an interesting thing to see them try.
It's a numbers game, though, right? You guys have your numbers with your free state project. It would be a numbers game.
We have a very, very small amount of people here for the Free State Project.
I'm not even for secession,
but you're correct. It is a numbers game, and we do need to convince people that secession is a viable idea, that time has come. We're starting, I think, with a good starting point with, I think, about a quarter of all Americans already supporting the idea of their state seceding, if I'm recalling the most recent polling correctly. So I think we've got a good foothold on this particular issue already, and I think the more discussions we can have about it, the better. And if you can foment an urban secession, a city seceding, I think that's an awesome goal and one worth working toward, but you really, you know, it's going to take a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not
it wouldn't be a secession of freedom. It would be a secession of whatever policies they want to keep having that
sure.
I find to be mostly anti-freedom, let them go off and have those.
No, I see what you're saying.
And if nothing else, we could shift the goalposts and say, all right, let's just force the discussion, and you can tell us why you don't think those policies are actually going to work exactly. Isolated within your backyard.
It would be interesting to see a state-by-state breakdown of who supports secession. You know, do the people in New York even value that idea? And, of course, I'm going to spend my time in New Hampshire and promoting it here. Thanks for the call, Pete. Appreciate it. He mentioned the Free State Project. If you want to learn more about that, go to freestateproject.org. We continue. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is next.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night? Your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.